Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of the winter, right? We got the doldrums, the blahs, whatever you want to call them. But that doesn't mean anything if you're a grilling guy, because you know you've got your equipment out back. And if you've stuck it away in your garage, then we're clipping your man card, because you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're going to talk some grilling. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the tastiest, smokiest bit of airwaves in America right now. It is the Grilling Guys. Check us out online, the interweb, thegrillingguys.com. Okay, great resource. Lots of, you can podcast us. There's lots of recipes, referrals. There's a whole list of sponsors on the right that if you click the link, it'll take you right to their current sale page. So if you want a thermopen or if you're looking for anything like that, you can follow us on Facebook /TheGrillingGuys. And I'm on Twitter, Grilling Guy.
Check out that Stormy Cromer link too, man. This is the time of year. I'm wearing, Bob's got his Stormy on this morning here in the studio, but this is the time of year where you Stormy up, man.
Yes.
And it feels so good.
Oh, it does.
And it looks good. And it does. People compliment you. So that Stormy Cromer is the way to go.
And I see them all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I just about talk to every person I see wearing one. I at least compliment them on their hat. And they totter their head and smirks like, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. This weekend, this past weekend after the show last week, you might have remembered if you tuned in that I was headed out to a place called Reed's Lake, which is in Grand Rapids here, and we had 51 Cub Scouts out there.
Nice.
And but it was a little tenuous because there was about a foot of snow on the ice. So a couple of guys brought shovels, and we shoveled it away so they weren't wallering in the snow.
Yep.
But with the weight of the snow, every time we punched a hole in the ice, and there was a good 10 inches of really good ice underneath it, the water came spooting out like a and so we had these pathways where everybody could stand, and they were flooded with like 3 inches of water. Well,
oh, wow.
Some of those scouts brought their little brothers and sisters with them. Rip, slip, fall. They're swimming on top of the ice in like 3 inches of water. We had all kinds of little sopping wet kids, and I had brought a tent out because the wind was blowing pretty hard that day, and I brought out like those ones that like maybe AT&T uses when they put over top of their manholes.
Yeah. Sure.
One of those.
Like a deer blind.
Right, yeah. Yep. So I set it up with the opening downwind and put that grill in there. Well, that became the heat shack, right? Because I had the grill inside,
nice.
And I had the tech with me, and that thing gets pretty hot
anyway.
So
where'd you get that tent?
What? Chaz from Schmoes had it.
Oh, yeah. He stole it from AT&T?
I don't know. It said Schmoes on the outside, but it was one of those pop-up ones like
nice,
that.
Nice.
So anyway, but I was in there, and we bought all the kids. I didn't. Chaz and his ice fishing guys brought them all a bucket, and they all got a rod, and they also got baits as well for that. So everybody had their own equipment that they got to leave with and go. But I took a half a dozen of those buckets and I set them up around the grill. I had a little audience while I was grilling hot dogs because it was throwing off enough heat that I had all these little drying kids sitting in there on top of buckets.
That's awesome.
But,
awesome.
I cooked 250 hot dogs out there. We had a ton of fun, and I think a few fish were caught. But
cool.
That was a great day last Saturday to get out on the ice with those scouts, and I appreciate them all making time to be there.
All right. So that's cool. And I saw the hot dog pictures on the Facebook page, which was really nice. Chaz put all those up there.
Yep.
I want to wish a happy birthday to my oldest daughter, Emily Rose. And she is, of course, 32 today, which is huge.
Right. Got a couple grandbabies now.
Yeah.
Twins, girls.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So last week I got to make some fajitas. I played around with herbs. And the herb thing is, you know, this time of year, I'm planting a bigger herb garden again this year. But I'm finding out that you can substitute an awful lot of herbs and different things. So I had some ham left over. I was playing around with some potato soup because, you know, after 7 days, I like to clear everything out of the fridge. If it's 7 day shelf life, right? Ham's good for a month, but I decided to chop some up and throw some potatoes in a pot and make some potato soup. And I went crazy on cilantro on it. And I don't know if you've ever made potato soup or not, but if you haven't, you need to try it. And if you do, throw some cilantro in it because that is fantastic. But did some fajitas and did them on the grill. And so there's a really cool fajita recipe in like Better Homes and Gardens, my wife's cookbook. But basically you take and you're supposed to fry the steak in this recipe. But, of course, I don't do anything the way it says in the recipe. But I took the garlic EVO and I sauteed onions and peppers. And then I dumped in some salsa and then some Worcestershire. And it makes a, just a really nice little sauce. And that's literally all there is to the sauce. The recipe calls for more, but I've been making it like this for so many years. It's just the way we like it. And I took those, they were sirloin, and I sliced them on the bias after I grilled them. And I just laid them in the pan and put the cover on it. And they want to suck up that fajita sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you like fajitas.
Oh, I do. I love them.
I do, too. It's a really easy way to do it.
Right.
So that was just an excellent way to play. And I think if you're out grilling or even in your kitchen, whatever, if you're not playing around and getting off the road and two-tracking a little bit, you're missing out on a lot of fun you can have. It was like throwing the cilantro in the potato soup. I just had a bunch of cilantro, and it was going to go bad.
Right.
And it's kind of like the soup that's going to clean out the fridge.
Yeah. Right, it's that whatever's in there soup,
yeah.
And you work with it until you get it something that's edible.
Because otherwise, you find things in your refrigerator that are quite unpleasant.
Well, yeah, it happens.
Especially in the vegetable drawer.
Right. You know what? You're right. It's like, we go to the store, it's like, God, we need some cucumbers. You come home and there's three shriveled up ones in the bottom of the tray that I forgot I had.
And they're sitting in a puddle.
Yeah, right. And then you got to clean the refrigerator out and take the drawers out and all that other crap. And it's like, ugh. Why do I do that? You know, the lettuce is brown when you're getting ready to make a salad.
That's pretty disappointing.
Right.
I'm a lettuce freak. Yeah. I cut all the little brown off it.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to eat any of it either.
No.
But
especially if somebody serves it to you at a restaurant like that.
Oh, I know.
It's like.
Didn't you look?
Are you,
right.
Yeah. Is it me? You just have to pick somebody out and go, yeah, give him the crappy salad.
Right.
I sent him back.
Hey, I see that we were talking a little bit that you did a beer butt chicken, too, and I wanted to touch on that on the herbs because I took a little bit different track with that. Is I put some aromatics, whatever you want to do, rosemary, thyme, oregano, whatever it is, and I put it in the beer can in there, but I dumped the beer out and put just about an inch of chicken broth in there. So I steamed the inside of the chicken with an herb and chicken broth
mixture.
What
kind of herbs did you use?
The oregano, the thyme, and...
Was it a blend, dried?
Yeah, it was a dry blend, and I rehydrated it in the chicken broth rather than the beer, and it steamed it on the inside, right?
Was it like the Italian blend?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a fantastic blend.
Yep, and it gave it a nice different flavor than... Because a lot of times I'll use orange juice.
Right.
You know, a frozen can of orange juice works really good inside of there. Gives it that little citrusy taste as well, but this was just a little different. So I love my beer butt chickens. You know, do them on a Sunday, and then I've got pulled chicken for the whole week, and we put it in salads or pastas or whatever it is.
So you've done it with a can of frozen orange juice.
Yeah, I thawed.
I didn't even know they still made that.
Oh yeah, thawed. but you know, it's not frozen when I put it in there. But yeah, and it because it just fits inside your little beer can holder.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it works out good.
Weird.
I suppose you could do it with lemon juice too. But I put the EVO on the outside and put the same herbs on there and let it get crisp up. But
right. Nice.
Coming up next, we got a little bit of fun in the studio. Our friends from Long Road Distillery are joining us. And we're going to be making up some custom cocktails. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. go to fenvalley.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. The weekend in the middle of February. This is the doldrums of winter. And guess what? We're going to lift your spirits right now. Just joining us in the studio, our friends from Long Road Distillery. It's been a long time since we've had them in here, but Johnny O and Jenny are here, and we're going to bust down some pretty cool cocktails. Bob, you set this up. What'd you ask them to do today?
Well, we want a new cocktails for 2018.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just seemed like these guys make everything. If we're going to figure out some new stuff for the Great Lakes area or anywhere, let's go to the people that just create. Maybe you've got some ideas for us. It looks like you brought an entire bar with you, so I think we're in good shape.
Yeah. So we're excited to be here and share with you guys some cocktails, and we're going to try a few things that are that start simple, but maybe with some unfamiliar ingredients, and then we're going to work through some more complex cocktails. But these are all certainly things you can make at home that you can next time you're grilling outside and you want to impress your friends. It's not just what you guys maybe smoked for 12 hours. It's you can whip up some pretty fancy cocktails that will really show them, take it to the next level here.
And sometimes it's hard to make a good drink after you smoke for 12 hours.
That's right. Yeah. Depending on what you're smoking. Huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, these guys are the experts. And so take it away, guys. Tell us what we're starting with.
So first up, we're going to do two cocktails, both featuring aquavit. So aquavit is a Scandinavian spirit that we make similar to gin in process, but instead of juniper flavors, it's a caraway and dill. And so the first one I'm going to make for you is called an aquavit gimlet. You probably all had a gimlet sometime. It's essentially vodka or gin with lime juice and simple syrup, only we're going to sub aquavit in. So it's 2 ounces of aquavit, a 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, and a 1/2 ounce of simple syrup. We're just going to shake that real quick with fresh ice. And we're going to strain it into a cocktail glass for you, and it's top notch. It's one of my favorite cocktails, and a great way to introduce people to aquavit.
Now, I think being caraway and dill, that'd pair nice with potato salad, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, over the years, you guys have taught us a lot that this distilling process that you do, because you're distilling all your own spirits there. When we get to the top of a vodka and a gin are almost the exact same thing, and I'm wondering if this aquavit, and then we put in the aromatics or the flavors, but the distilling process comes from this similar grains when we're doing vodka and gin, which I was unaware of, but it's that finishing process that makes one of them vodka and one gin. Right, Jenny?
Yeah, so a vodka is traditionally a more neutral spirit, but when you're working with gins and aquavits, you're going to be adding some other botanicals to that. So with gin, it's usually juniper. There can be a host of other things in there. For our dry gin, we're using 7 different botanicals. But then with aquavit, it's the same process as a gin, but instead of using juniper as the predominant flavor, we're going to be using dill or caraway. So you, even though the base, it's going to have some of those same sweetnesses from the red winter wheat that we use for the majority of our clear spirits, but those botanicals really shine in the finished product.
So while he's twisting this up,
yes.
You know, as I'm sitting here thinking, you guys got the little boiling still with the curls of copper tubing, and then it drips out. You know, those are the things you saw on TV and in the movies and stuff. But describe this process, because you guys are taking all these raw ingredients that are sourced by you, and you're making this. What does that process look like?
Yeah, so to do the distilling process, you have to start off with something that's already fermented. So we're starting off with a very, very generic fermented thing. And for all the products we're going to be tasting right now, it's all from a red winter wheat. But then what we do in the still is we separate out the alcohol from everything else in there. So if we start off with something that has 7% alcohol, we want to isolate that alcohol off, and that's where we get spirits. So we do that through evaporation. And if you guys can come down to our still or our distillery, please do, because we do some pretty in-depth tours. But what we're able to do is evaporate off the alcohol because it has a lower boiling point than water. We're able to isolate it, and that's what we craft spirits off of.
So okay. you're collecting that alcohol and using it in the next parts of the process.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's not too many parts to the process after we do that. So if it's a aged spirit, we're going to put it into a barrel. But what we're doing and why we're a craft distillery is because we're taking that pure alcohol, and that's what we're making the spirit out of.
Cool. So now people get into this craft like a brewing beer. Can people just brew or distill liquor at home like they brew beer?
Not legally. So
not legally.
You can find the equipment. We don't recommend it because you can. There's a lot more chances for explosions during
blow yourself
distillation. So there's a little bit more risk involved. But no, you can't legally distill at home.
Okay, that's very
disappointing.
Come
on, Roscoe, this ain't
very disappointing. Well, I've seen this reality show a couple of times.
Well, sure, you
distillers
have.
Or something.
Yeah,
I don't know,
right.
Moonshiners. I don't know what they call it, but it's pretty funny. And these old boys are in the hills in Kentucky and Tennessee, and they're really sophisticated with what they're doing. They've got these giant shacks, and you know, there's just this little drip, drip, drip coming out the side of the hill, and
it's. For people that maybe I know have tried it at home, it also can be a bit disappointing because your yield is so small. So you only get like 10% of what you started off with. So, you know, it's not something that you're going to be able to make batches and batches of under the table.
Whereas you can just go to the liquor store and buy Long Road and get 100% of your
yield. Yeah, and you know it's good. Professionals made it.
So let's talk about this first gimlet that we have here, because there is definitely, I can taste the notes of the caraway that are in there. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit nutty, and maybe, I don't know, there wasn't any salt on the rim, but I'm getting a little bit of a salty taste on that too. Are you catching that, Bob?
That's because we're sharing a glass.
Right.
I worked out this morning.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, it's good that we're sharing a glass, honestly. I mean, you know, you are my partner in a lot of ways, but at this point, there's enough alcohol in there to kill anything that you might have.
No real danger. This lip fungus is going away anyway.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
Right.
So, that's, you know, I can't say that I've ever really cared for gimlets. I used to drink them back in the like late 80s or something. They made their run.
When you thought they were cool?
They were, they had their run and then they went away. That's pretty good.
So a traditional...
And that's easy to make.
Yep. I think the most important thing is it's, you know, for us, it's all about fresh. So that lime juice in a bottle at the store, that little plastic lime, don't buy that stuff.
Right.
Get an $8 juicer, buy some fresh limes, squeeze it fresh on site. It just makes all the difference in the world when you're making cocktails to use fresh ingredients.
That's a great point. And the juicer is so handy to use even for cooking. So you should have one if you don't.
Wow. Yeah. So Jenny's going to pour out another cocktail for you here. And this is called the Red Lion. This is sort of a riff on a traditional Martinez cocktail. And this features our old Aquavit, which is a barrel-aged version of the Aquavit. Our raspberry liqueur, which just got released here last week. Which is made from fresh Michigan raspberries and has sugar. It's it contains about a pound of raspberries in every pint.
In every pint?
In every pint, there's a pound of Michigan raspberries.
Holy
and then a
cow.
Bit of sweet vermouth. And so this is a stirred cocktail, so kind of that traditional sort of up like a martini would be. And it's just got a ton of depth of flavor. It's got some herbaceous notes, some bitter notes, some bright notes.
Okay, you're using terminology, Johnny.
Herbaceous.
Herbaceous. This is above Grilling Guy vocabulary. So we're gonna have to visit that back. But
we like the crude jokes and stuff, you know,
right?
Yeah. Like you know, smoke stuff like that.
But Martinez herbaceous. Was the first one, or martini. what does that term mean?
Yeah, a Martinez is actually kind of where the martini started. And before a martini became the drink that it is today, the Martinez, they used a sweet product to sort of help mellow out some of the harsh tones.
So that's a Puerto Rican cocktail.
It's actually...
Let's go to a break.
It's a California cocktail.
You're killing us. Hey, we're going to continue to sample these cocktails, but coming up next, Cowboy Rob Russell's got a little bit of rib advice for us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
A little more right and a little less left. A little more right now. A little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the middle of the winter. We're glad you're tuning in, because if you are, you're a true grilling guy, because we never stop putting a little fire in the backyard. But right now, we're trying to beat the winter doldrums, and our friends from Long Road Distillery were in the last segment, and we're going to have them back. But right now, we figured we better cook something. So we went to one of our board of directors experts. What you got, Bob?
Yes, that's right. The infamous Cowboy Rob Russell on the grilling line right now, brother.
What's going on, boys?
Well, we're going to talk about ribs, and it just, you know, every time I even look at a rib, I get a picture of Rob standing up somewhere teaching a rib class.
Yeah, and you're always trying to tell me not to put as much rub on. You're always knocking the rub off my
rib. Rob needed a little bit of heckling from time to time, so I was happy to be there to heckle him.
You? Really? No.
Well, you weren't there.
Right, yeah.
That was distinctly in Michigan, I remember, when we got in that little tough about how much rub to put on the rib.
I think we're up in Cadillac.
Yeah, that's right.
I stepped on his little bitty feelings.
Well, he's got big feet that way, Rob, so I understand.
It goes with the big head. So, Robbie, tell our people here in grilling land how to do the perfect rib.
Well, you got to start with a cut of meat first. And, you know, I prefer baby backs. I mean, you can do spares or you can do St. Louis cut, but if you're going to do St. Louis cut, it's the same thing as a spare. It's just the rib tips are cut off of them. So every time the butcher touches the rib, it's going to cost you more money per pound. So, you know, if you're going to do I like to cook my spare ribs with the rib tips on and cut them later.
Do you?
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just so much easier, and you can define that line where you need to cut them, and it's just
That kind of ticks me off, to be honest with you. You waited 10 years to give me that little hint, for crying out loud. I've been cutting them all in advance all these years.
Well, I didn't do it that way around you.
Just so you all know out there, this is the guy that really dialed me in on barbecue. And I worked with a lot of barbecue chefs. I don't want to mention a couple of them because Rob and I just don't like them anymore. But we spent a couple of, well, maybe 4 years traveling around the country doing barbecue classes, and we had a little too much fun. But I learned so much about rolling smoke with Rob Russell, as so many people have. So never forget that.
Yeah, it was a good time. But I don't know. It really doesn't make any difference on the cut of the rib that you do. They're all good. You know, I did barbecue for so many years when I had a barbecue restaurant and taught the barbecue classes for 7 years. And I just, to this day, I can't eat barbecue. I had too much of it, but I can eat ribs. I can still eat ribs.
Isn't that funny? I can eat brisket, but I can't eat anything else.
So, Rob... Yeah, Rob, help us out. Let's prep the ribs, and then I want a seasoning profile, because you do put a lot of seasoning on your ribs, and I am just looking for a little tip on a profile.
Well, you know, you could probably look on the internet, and there's some pretty good sites, trusting sites that share their recipes on rubs, but I mean, the easiest way for me to do ribs, and I've always done it this way, is that first of all, I pull the membrane off the back. I don't care what you do, that membrane doesn't break down. And I always pull it off the back because I don't like a chewy rib.
Right.
And then I just rub them with yellow mustard, and I mean, that just holds the rub on, and you got a little bit of acid in that vinegar that helps break the meat down a little bit. And I'd use a paprika-based rub, kind of what we do down here in Kansas. This is, you know, some simple ingredients you probably already have in your kitchen, some paprika, salt, pepper, sugar, some chili powder, some onion powder, and some garlic powder. Just find the right mixture, and I just put that on there. And I usually put it on the night before, just throw it in a plastic bag and throw it in the refrigerator. Just make sure you don't use like a kitchen garbage bag with the scented ones. Make sure you don't do that. That's a big mistake.
Yeah. Well, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. It is new cocktails for 2018. We're on the grilling line right now with Cowboy Rob Russell, who's an official member of The Grilling Guys. He's on the board of directors. If you go to thegrillingguys.com, click on board of directors, you'll see Rob's smiling face right there. And this is Cowboy Rob. He's a Kansas native, and he has brought our audience for 7 or 8 years now tons of real Kansas barbecue, and we love the man for that. But Robbie, we've got right in here right now, we've got a fella in here that makes a killer bourbon, gin, rum, scotch, you name it. Not scotch. I shouldn't have said that. But we have a real distillery in here. It's called Long Road, and he's releasing a bourbon very shortly. Now, when I come out there in November to bow hunt with you, I'm going to bring a bottle of this Long Road bourbon with me, and we're going to enjoy that at deer camp.
You know, I've heard about that distillery. My son's a respiratory therapist in Kansas City, and in his off time, he tours distilleries and breweries, and he was saying something about that. I heard those guys are doing really good and making some great product.
Yeah, it's like the third time on here. So.
Took his breath away, didn't he?
Oh, you couldn't leave that alone, could you?
No.
So go ahead, let's finish up these ribs and making that perfect rib. So we've got them seasoned, we've got them smoked. How long do we smoke them?
Well, you're going to smoke we're just going to talk about the spare ribs or the baby backs because of, you know, I would say the St. Louis and baby backs would be about the same time. Spare ribs take about an hour longer. So I'm cooking my ribs about 250 degrees for about 3 hours, and then I'm wrapping them in plastic wrap, like commercial food wrap. It doesn't melt. Not, you can't just go get any plastic wrap. but I wrap them in plastic wrap and foil, and go on about, I usually put a little bit of brown sugar and a little bit of honey on both sides, and I go about another half an hour till when you pick them up, they want to just fall. You know, if you pick up with one end of your, with your tongs, one end of your ribs, and they want to drop down like they're going to break in two, you know they're done.
Right.
And you don't have to use a plastic wrap. A lot of times I do just use foil, but you don't want to go real hot with that brown sugar and that honey, because it will really bake on there and get crusty and hard. So,
and see, what you're hearing here, folks, is you're hearing a Kansas City style barbecue expert. And now if you were to head down to see Big Bob Gibson down in Alabama, or if you're going to Georgia or South Carolina, you're going to find boys that do all just open pit barbecue, and they wouldn't dream of wrapping a rib. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It'd be like a Memphis dry rib.
Yeah,
I like those.
Very much.
I like those too.
It is. It's just different.
I use the Wellingham's rub. I mean, we use that at the restaurant for 3 years, just Wellingham's on everything.
Wow, I'd love to get my hands on that, because you talk about barbecue legends. That man was a legend.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's a Worcestershire sire sauce.
That's like rutabaggy.
Yeah.
Studebaker.
Yeah. Beggar,
that's not a word. Rob Russell, Cowboy Rob, we love you, man. It's so nice of you to take a little time off your Saturday and come out and visit with us.
Yeah, I'd like to be out there sometime this summer. I'll come and see you.
The invitation is wide open for you, my brother.
We'll get the wine and the minnows.
Yeah. Hey, and Crappie's got some joppies.
That's another whole other story. All right. Rob Russell, God bless you, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk soon.
We'll see you, boys.
All right. There you have it, the board of directors, the one and only Rob Russell. Coming up next, we're going to get back on that long road. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll. Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120 where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're on the long road. and I'm glad that we're back on it. We took a little diversion there and went out to Kansas City, but now we're back on that long road with our friends from Long Road Distillery. And it's more 2018 cocktails, right, Bob?
I don't know if I can take any more.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was one during the break that they're going to recreate.
Because oh, my gosh.
It vaporized when it got over here by us.
It was beautiful. I took a nice picture of the little bit of remnants in the bottom of the glass. But, Johnny, what was that we just tried?
So that was a classic cocktail from New Orleans called the Ramos Gin Fizz.
Ramos.
It's a decadent cocktail. And so, to be a little more adventurous this segment, we're going to introduce egg whites to cocktails.
Not only egg whites, but brown egg whites.
Yeah, you got to get the good eggs, Bob.
All right.
He said Ramos.
Right.
So, yeah, this cocktail was developed in New Orleans in the 20s. And it's gin, lime juice, simple syrup, and an egg white, and 6 drops of orange blossom water, which you can find at most Mediterranean
six
stores.
6 drops.
6 drops. It's a very potent, aromatic thing. You got to be careful with it. You know, it's dangerous. But
it's like hash oil. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't even know what that is.
Learning a lot about Bob this morning.
I don't even know what that is. Wow.
If you're a long-time listener, you're not learning much.
So what you got to do first is you got to do what's called a dry shake. So that means dry shake is, it's a little counterintuitive, but
dry shake, here we go.
Something else we've learned about Bob today.
Yeah. So you shake a cocktail with ice, but you start by shaking it without ice. And what that does is it takes that egg white, and that egg white kind of like making a meringue for a pie. Okay. It emulsifies that egg white and really adds texture to the drink. And then after you shake it, you add ice, shake it again, and that chills it, really makes the volume expand on that egg white. And then,
a bit of science in this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like baking. Like distilling and baking are very similar.
I'm thinking
similar
Mr. White could do really well with this.
Yeah, yeah. Walter. So I'm going to get shaken here.
Okay.
And
get shaken, we'll get baking. So fun to have Rob Russell on and do a little bit of rib talk. So just to wrap up a little bit on what Rob was talking about, basically peel the membrane off the ribs, rub them, put whatever you want on. Dude, you can put salt and pepper and a little garlic powder if you want, and that's fine. Paprika, onion powder, add whatever you want. Try not to put the sugar on. Do that at the last. And then throw them in the smoker. And yes, you have to have a smoker. If you don't have a smoker, go to Garrett's Appliance and get a smoker, okay?
Right. Easy enough. They got lots of them there. And ribs are best smoked. End of discussion.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Don't grill them.
No.
Put them on the rib. We had, John's over there doing the dry shake right now. And if you just close your eyes, you can get a visual. Of what's going on there, but
so Jenny, let's talk to Jenny here while she's because we're not going to do any Jenny jokes. It's just too easy. I want to, but I don't know who to turn to. So,
but he does have your number.
You do etched on my forehead.
Right.
So what do you do there? It says operations in chaos.
Yeah. Well, isn't operations chaos? I feel like that just goes hand in hand. So I do a lot with education. So talking to people about our brand, doing cocktail classes, doing distillery tours.
Do you visit middle schools?
Try not to. If they want to, though. Yeah.
Well, the teachers would like it.
Right. Yeah. We have a lot of teacher groups come in, but that's where we draw the lines.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah. So you also have a Michigan raspberry liqueur coming out.
Yeah. So we have a Michigan raspberry liqueur coming out. It's actually came out on Valentine's Day.
It already came.
It did.
Nice.
Yes. So it's fantastic. It has about a pound of raspberries per bottle. We're doing pint bottles on that. It's got a little bit of sweetness to it because it's a liqueur. But it's a little bit drier than some of the other raspberry liqueurs out there.
So, Jenny, this might be a good time while he's finishing this cocktail to tell us where Long Road is, how people can find you, your presence on the web, all of that.
Yeah, so we're on Leonard Street, so we're on the west side of Grand Rapids, so we're 537 Leonard Northwest. We have a full cocktail bar, a full kitchen where we're doing some fantastic food. We have an event space, and we do a lot of things. We like to have a lot of fun over there. So when you come over, we want you to have fun. Website is longroaddistillers.com. And if you like us on Facebook, you'll get an update on all of the classes we're doing, tours we're doing, different events we have for different times of the year.
So classes, touch on that real quick, because I didn't realize you taught classes.
Yeah, so we do cocktail classes. So you can come in and we do them on a broad range of topics, but you can come in and we'll teach you how to make 4 cocktails. If you make it, you got to drink it. So you get to drink your mistakes. But we'll go through the proper techniques. Our introduction class is great because it'll help you decide what kind of equipment you need at home and things like that.
Okay, so John, you just set this cocktail over in front of us. Describe it real quick once again.
So it's the Ramos Gin Fizz with gin, lime juice, simple syrup, egg white, orange blossom water. And then I top it off with a little bit of a hibiscus tincture, which is this beautiful purple color, and add a little design into the emulsified egg white on the top.
Where is the tincture?
Hey, don't go there.
No, he can go there. A tincture is essentially you take a botanical, you take a herb, you take a spice, and you soak it in high proof alcohol, and it extracts all that flavor and concentrates it. So you can add a ton of flavor without having to add a lot of volume.
I feel like I'm on Bourbon Street right now. That was fantastic.
That's one of my favorite cocktails in the world.
And this little red blossom, is that the tincture?
That's the tincture on floating top on top. There?
Can I touch it?
Go right ahead.
There might be kids listening.
Learning a lot this morning, especially about Bob.
Now all of a sudden I'm worried.
Well, that's fabulous. That is. That's unlike anything I've ever had before. Yeah. And that is fabulous. Now, we didn't talk about any of the high proof of this. Is that the alcohols that you're making help us out? Very drinkable.
Yeah, absolutely. So our products range in from a liqueur at around 55 proof, all the way up to we've released single barrel bourbons or single barrel whiskeys at 125 proof. Most of our stuff is around the 80 to 93 range. It's kind of the sweet spot. We like things that are a little higher proof. They stand up better in cocktails. Start with 80% or 80 proof alcohol, and you add 30% liquid to it when you make a cocktail. It dilutes those flavors. So we start, aquavit and gin are both 90 proofs. We want them to stand up in drinks.
Right.
So now people are listening to you at like 25 stations all around Michigan and on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So where can they find this? Probably not on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Anywhere in Michigan. We're only in Michigan.
But not on the East Coast.
Not on the East Coast. Right. But we are in 800-plus retail outlets around the state.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, so your Family Fairs and your Spartan stores to your Meijer stores to your favorite local retailer. If you don't see us on the shelf, you can go ask. Anybody can order our product, whether it's your favorite local restaurant.
And I know you're in Siciliano's because I go there every week and I buy
guys.
Your product there.
So my quick question, John, with regard to that is, are there certain ones that are in retail outlets and only stuff that you release in the distillery?
Yeah, we have a few. We do some limited release products that we only have at Long Road, but I would say 85% of what we make, we put in distribution because we want people to find it all over the state.
Yeah. Business is good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. This drink is so good that I think every man should try one of these. So it's time for a little man law.
Now you're a man!
Right man law job, and I'm going to say everybody needs to have one of them there, right there. That's all I'm saying.
Tasty.
Man law number 30.
Don't touch your tincture. That's man law.
Man law number 30. A man does not cheat, not in a game, not in love, not on friends, not on enemies. A man knows that a suspension or a fine cannot rebuild character.
That's exactly right.
That's a wonderful law. I right. love that one.
You're a man of your word. Do what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it.
Don't cheat.
Simple. Simple stuff right there.
Unless it's in euchre.
All right. So we got it. So,
that's a Michigan.
Because he just has such a desire to win.
No. Right. No, I don't really. My wife is the one that steals the deal all the time. Yeah. So I'm usually not even noticing her sleight of hand.
Right. So we got one more cocktail. What do we have?
I can't get over the last
one. Then slide that one this way.
I feel like I would be disloyal to this. Tell me again what this is called.
That's the Ramos Gin Fizz you have in
here. Ramos Gin Fizz. Yeah. Look it up. Go to Long Road. Learn how to make this thing. And make one for your girlfriend or your wife or both of them the same night. Really enlighten your day.
And don't touch your tincture. Right?
You just can't let go of that.
I can't let go tincture. Of that. So what do I have?
You have the Buffalo Negra. Which is
close.
Wheat whiskey, balsamic vinegar, ginger beer, and basil. So you're getting a lot of that herb notes from that basil. But this is a really good cocktail because it's easy to make. It's a simple shaking cocktail. You're just switching up ingredients. Instead of putting syrups and things like that in there, you're going to put that balsamic to get some of that richness. And it's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. I think he likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm sticking with this right here because... I can just I can just taste New Orleans all over again.
There's not cola in there. What?
It's a carbonated ginger beer.
But it's it looks like a rum and Coke.
Yeah, so the balsamic gives the color.
We've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We had a little fun with our friends from Long Road Distillery today, Barbecue Bob and I. Also talked to the board of directors, Rob Russell, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Be safe out there. Enjoy your winter and get out in your backyard and create a little grill envy. We'll speak with you next week.
I can make it strong. All you got to do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips. Take a little sip and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys, and we've had a lot of fun today with our friends from the Long Road Distillery. And guess what? As luck would have it, there's a fifth segment and a fifth cocktail.
Bonus!
What do we got, John? Tell us what we're doing now.
So this is another real easy one you can make. This is called Tetas Lemonade. Now, don't get all weird on me on Tetas. Teta means grandmother in Lebanese.
Okay.
Oh, my wife's Lebanese.
All right. So
you didn't know that?
No.
Teta? Come
Never
on.
Heard of it.
So it's a really super simple riff on a classic lemonade. It's just fresh lemon juice an ounce, simple syrup an ounce, ounce and a half of vodka. But when you make the simple syrup, you take fresh lavender or lavender flowers, dried lavender flowers, and make a simple syrup, but incorporate some lavender flowers into it to get that floralness from it.
Simple syrup, just sugar and water?
Yeah, equal parts sugar and water. But when you boil it, throw some lavender in it, and that it'll extract those flavors from that lavender and add this just beautiful color and floral component to the.
So where do you find lavender?
We get it. Shop? What's that?
Anywhere you get tea.
Yeah, tea shops normally have lavender. There's any place that's got spices. Okay. That sells like bulk spices. Middle Eastern stores.
So basically, then simple sugar and water, you can make all sorts of syrups based on what. If you wanted something with, let's say, thyme in it or anything like that, you can run down that road with just water and sugar.
Absolutely. I mean, using teas, herbs, flowers. I mean, you
herbs.
Can just, yeah. We love making syrups out of teas. So make a strong brewed
try this
tea.
Yet, Bob?
No, I didn't.
Lemonade?
I want to try this. This Negro here, what do you call that
Negro.
Again?
Buffalo Negro, which means black
Negro.
Buffalo. It's got
black buffalo.
Balsamic vinegar and
it's
ginger
like
beer.
Buffalo Soldier. Now, this would be the official drink of Buffalo Soldier.
No, Bob. This will be the official drink of your pool this coming summer, dude.
I think so.
This is Tetas Lemonade. This will be the whip at your pool.
A little Lebanese lemonade.
Yeah, it's
we'll call it lemonade.
You know, I've been to your family parties for, and there's Lebanese women everywhere around your pool.
I can't help it. We reproduce.
Right. I can't believe that you've never had
it's
any
It's a prolific
of this there.
Group.
But
we'll just call it lemonade.
Yeah.
Wow.
You had to ruin it for me, didn't you?
No, I made it better. Reproducing always makes it better.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm still stuck on this Buffalo Soldier, though. This is really good. Thanks so much for joining us on The Grilling Guys. Don't forget, we've got Operation GI Barbecue going on. Go to GIBBQ.com. And if you want to donate some money, it'd be great because, believe it or not, we'll actually deliver these last two loads sometime in the next 3 months. Camp Pendleton's a go. We're just trying to secure Charleston. And if Charleston doesn't hook up, dude, I think we're going to pick a local ANG or Army Guard base, and we're going to deliver it locally in Michigan. Because this stuff's itching to get out of the gate. And I'm really looking forward to cooking for some soldiers again.
Yeah, we're absolutely going to do it. But Operation GI Barbecue, GIBBQ.com. Check it out. You'll figure out what we're doing. And it's all for a good stuff. But Long Road Distillery, one more time. Where are you at and how can people find you?
Yeah, longroaddistillers.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're at 537 Leonard Street Northwest.
So if you don't live in Grand Rapids and you're coming into Grand Rapids, get off on Leonard Street and head west and go, what, two blocks?
Yeah, four blocks down.
Four.
You know, we're really
on the north side of Leonard, four blocks.
On Grand Rapids, beautiful northwest side.
Oh, man, that little neighborhood, you picked right when you got that building.
Now, we got you know, speaking of barbecue, I mean, we got the Mitten Brewing Company, Two Scots Barbecue and the People's Cider Company and Long Road Distillers all in one hot corner. So you can come make a day of it.
You got one of the best barbecuers in the West Michigan, Two Scots. Those guys nail it.
I know.
Hey, man, this is awesome. This is a great date night, fellas. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We hope to keep you entertained each and every time we do this, and we appreciate you listening. We'll talk with you next week.